This show furnished by Adam Banning.
Hormone therapies for reducing menopausal symptoms may be effective, but they aren't without risk of serious adverse events. Estrovera from Metagenics offers a safe approach and the strongest natural choice for menopause relief for women at any stage of menopause. Estrovera features a novel botanical extract known as ERR731 that has demonstrated efficacy for hot flash relief comparable to low-dose hormone therapies. This unique extract has been safely recommended for relieving a wide range of menopausal symptoms since 1933 in Europe and is available in the U.S. by Metagenics. Estrovera works so well for so many women that there's even a money-back guarantee. Ask your medical doctor, chiropractor, or nutritionist about Estrovera from Metagenics today. Or for more information, go to Metagenics.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's KABC's new kid in town, author, lecturer, and nutritional supplement guru, Adam Harmon. For the next hour, he'll be unleashing the power of natural medicine and conscious living. So listen up, America. It's the Adam Harmon Show.
Oh, we are here. We are back. You're listening to the Adam Harmon Show here on 790 AM Talk Radio, KABC. You know something? We've got an amazing show today. We have a show that really astounds me even, and I've seen a lot out there. I'd like to ask you a question out there. As you're listening, as you're driving by, as you're behind the wheel of your car or in a passenger seat, imagine if you could rewrite your life's story. That's right. Rewriting your life story. What if you could, right here, right now, what if you could be handed a clean slate, a fresh beginning? Who would you be? What would you change? We have an amazing show tonight. It's all about manifesting the life of your dreams. Our guest today is an internationally recognized expert on this subject. Curtis Lee Thomas is a successful entrepreneur, motivational speaker, celebrity spiritual mentor, and author of the international best-selling book, The World Is Yours, The Secrets Behind the Secret. He's been a keynote speaker to some of the largest venues in the world, top Fortune 500 companies, and various college campuses and universities across the globe have hosted his events. Curtis has been seen in photos throughout the internet and so many other places with people like Tony Robbins, Deepak Chopra, Beyonce, Kanye West, Oprah Winfrey, and billionaire extraordinaires including Sir Richard Branson and Steve Forbes, the founder of Forbes magazine. Curtis is a business intuitive who adamantly believes that the harmonious communion of the body, mind, and spirit is the key to living a happy and healthy life. Curtis Lee Thomas, welcome to the Adam Harmon Show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You are such an interesting character. You know, I was looking into it, and I've had some of my staff look into your background, and you're like this unique blend of New Age consciousness and suit and tie sensibility. Okay. I understand.
I like that.
It's great. No, I read something about you. Tell me if this is true, that when you were 4 years old, you chose a three-piece suit over a toy truck for Christmas.
Yeah, my mother asked me what I wanted for Christmas, and I told her a three-piece suit, and she looked at me like I was crazy. This is the same year that the Power Wheels truck came out.
Yeah, yeah.
So she took me to Toys R Us to go get one. And
yeah.
She's like, this is what you want. And I'm like, I went driving around, doing laps around the place with a smile from ear to ear. Yeah. I got off of it, and I was like, nope, I want a three-piece suit.
There you go. This kid meant business ever since he was 4 years old. You know, can you tell us a little about, you know, where you're from and some turning points in your life that got you to where you are today?
Yeah, I'm from Rhode Island and just moved out here to L.A.
Okay.
And some of the turning points in my life were my brother passing away, actually.
Really? Yeah. How did that affect you? Probably horribly, but I mean,
It was bad. I was in 7-Eleven after a nightclub and a psychic came up to me and said, hey, your brother's here. He wants to talk to you.
Wow.
And I'm like, well, my brother's passed away. Like, what do you mean? She's like, no, I'm a medium. I'm like, I'm a large. What does that have to do with anything? You know? And then I, you know, she's like, no, I'm a psychic spirit medium. And I just totally freaked me out. And, she gave me a card and they never ended up catching the people that did it.
Wow.
So I wanted some closure. And 6 months later, I contacted her And that completely introduced me to the spirit world and started having conversations. And, you know, between that happening simultaneously with my cousin being a big conspiracy theorist, you know, the tin foil hat type of guy. You know, some of the things that he started saying started to come to fruition that no one in the family could ignore. And then being introduced to the spirit world, I mean, my world was completely turned upside down.
That's wild. You know, I was also looking into your background here, and I was truly intrigued. Can you tell us why first you must learn, then you can earn, so eventually you can return? How that became your mantra and what that means?
Yeah, so I mean, I've always been an entrepreneur my entire life. I mean, I came in with my DNA, coded to want a three-piece suit at 4 years old. I mean, like, so businesses, I just always enjoyed it. But, and then once I became conscious, I was like, hey, I gotta, you know, have a nonprofit. It's all about nonprofits, not about profiting. Mm-hmm. But then I heard a few of my mentors, you know, Naveen Jain, who's a billionaire. He's like, listen, don't start off with a nonprofit. Start off with a profit. And it was totally against what I started to believe in.
Right.
And then I started to take their advice finally when the nonprofit stuff wasn't working out. And he goes, first you should learn. So learn business. That's number one. Learn business. And if you're not someone who's into business, then find somebody who is and partner with that person. So learn and earn. Make your money, make your profits, and then give back. And that's where the learn, earn, and return came from. It's easier that way.
I love that. I see so many individuals out there who will take a look at the world around them, but come up with a great idea, but they don't really understand the concept of a business as it relates to really making these things work. And one of the questions I'm going to ask you maybe in the next segment is to give a little advice about that, but we'll hold off until then. There we go. Hey, you know, amongst your many followers in social media, you're known as the man from the stars. What's that all about? What's the significance of that title?
Yeah, it was my social media name that I came up with a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
And this was actually on the cusp of my spiritual awakening. And I made it my Instagram name. I was actually in Las Vegas. I don't know where. I must have seen it on like a billboard or something.
Uh-huh.
And this was the time I was actually going to Colorado where I was going to meet one of my spiritual mentors. And it just signified what I was stepping into. And at the end of the day, we're all from the stars. You know, we all come from the galactic central sun. So I just figured it'd be really brandable and marketable, you know, for myself to let people know, hey, I'm the man from the stars, but so are you. You're the lady from the stars. You're the guy from the stars. You're the kid from the stars. We all come from the cosmos.
We're all the stuff made out of stars.
Yeah, we're stardust.
There we go. Stardust. Gotta love that. Gotta love that. You have such an interesting background. You've also gotten into, and I love this because I'm a big fan of hers, angel card reading, okay? And you were taught by the top person in the field who was Doreen Virtue, okay?
Yes.
What was that experience like?
I mean, she's amazing. You know, I was kind of learning on my own, and then she had a course, I think it was in Baltimore, and I took it, met her and her husband, and, you know, she broke it down really simple. You know, you'd think because she's one of the top, you know, people in the industry, call it, that'd be all elaborate and whatnot, but it was super simple and she just kind of broke it down and it was great. And it was a certification course. She got a nice fancy little piece of paper that said certified by Doreen Virtue.
But you got to hang with Doreen Virtue though.
Yeah. That's
so sweet.
Yeah.
There we go. So what did you get from that? I mean, was there some sort of a turning point as it relates to your interaction with her and the use of the angel cards?
Well, as far as the angel cards are concerned, when you're doing cards, whether it's for somebody else or, you know, for yourself.
Right.
Any card that comes up, no matter what it is, that's the card.
Oh.
I mean, it's the, cause you might think the conscious mind gets in the way and say, oh, did I turn over the right card? Did I pick the right card?
All that internal questioning.
Yeah. It's always the right card. Always.
So you are the perfect man for this moment on the Adam Harman Show. And we are just waiting for the glorious wonder of you to come out, young man. But it's, I see it spilling forth as we stand here right now.
Yes, sir.
That is amazing. I absolutely love that. You know, it's so important for us here to be able to really see the truth with inside individuals that we interact with. I, in looking into your background, was so impressed because basically it's so hard to find individuals out there right now who are both spiritually attuned, conscious, and who say, hey, listen, let's put some rubber to the road here, folks. Let's make some money. Money is just energy.
Yes. Yes. I mean, and you see a lot of, I think what business and spirituality, it's about bridging the gap.
Hmm.
You know, and on social media, I'll see like a lot of memes against, Joel Osteen or anybody who's a quote unquote man of God and profiting.
Right.
And it's like, you know, what do you want to have them do? You know, if someone's preaching consciousness or, you know, God or whatever it may be, and they're making a living, by all means, I'd rather see those people, you know, making the millions than, let's say, a rapper, you know, or something who's kind of dulling down the consciousness. I mean, I think this is where we have to bridge the gap and say abundance is a natural law of the universe.
You know? Most definitely. You know, it's very interesting just the way you state that there. Listen, if somebody's going to make the money, it might as well be somebody who's passing out something good to help others.
Yeah.
My goodness. There you go. There's a lot of money going around. A lot of people making for a lot of different purposes. You know, we are heading into a news break right now, so don't touch that dial. We will be back with more of our inspirational conversation with Curtis Lee Thomas.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
In San Diego, empty storefronts may house the homeless. It's like the Costco for bums.
And reverse Darwinism continues to evolve as the Tide Pod Challenge gets replaced by the Hot Coil Challenge.
Get smart on the next McIntyre in the Morning, 5 to 10, right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
We're back, and you're listening to The Adam Harman Show on Talk Radio, 790 AM, KABC. You know, we're back here again with a best-selling author and entrepreneur, Curtis Lee Thomas. Curtis, thanks for hanging with us.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me.
All right. He's such a cool dude. You know, you got to check us out on YouTube, by the way, because we're at The Adam Harman Show on YouTube, and you can see his smiling face here. This guy is great. He's like this glowing beam of happiness and coolness, and he means business. So we're here to talk about business today. Ooh. But spiritual business. There we go. How you hanging in there, Dovey?
I'm hanging in here.
Oh, that's our cosmic astrologer, Dovey Leroy.
Yes.
There we go.
I am in the building.
She is in the house. Hey, Curtis, question for you here. There have been a number of comparisons between your book, which is a top seller out there on Amazon right now. It's called The World Is Yours, The Awakening, and The Secret by Rhonda Byrne. Can you go over some of the similarities and differences?
So the similarities is that The Secret did an amazing job of bringing the law of attraction to the mainstream. And at that time, I think it was probably 10, 11 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's what the universe needed. It's what the world needed. It was the law of attraction to be broken down in such simplistic manner.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the tip of the iceberg. You know, iceberg's mass, 90% of it lies beneath the surface.
Aha. Uh-huh.
You know, and the law of attraction was just the tip of the iceberg.
So your book is like 7,000 pages long.
It's 7,000 pages long, squeezed into 274.
It's amazing.
So it talks about the other laws in the universe.
By the way, that is like the prettiest book I've ever seen.
Oh.
Whoever did your artwork on that, I would buy the book just to stick it on a shelf and look at it, but I have to start reading it because it's pretty darn good. Good. I'm sorry for interrupting.
No, that's great.
All right.
Thank you. So it talks about the other laws of the universe, but it talks also why the secret was a secret.
Mm, okay.
Because think about it. It was a secret,
yeah.
Right? Our parents didn't teach us it.
Right.
You know, our school didn't teach us it.
Heck
you know?
No. There you go.
So it's like, you know, why is it something that's so powerful that can completely transform our lives and have us manifest whatever we want? Why wasn't that not taught to us? So I delve a little bit deeper down the rabbit hole as to why it's a secret. Because when somebody has a secret,
mm-hmm.
they're trying to hide something. And they don't want you to have that information so you don't use it to your benefit or use it against them.
Aha. Uh-huh.
It's quite simple. So used calling the law of attraction the secret.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was great, great marketing.
Right. There we go.
It really was. And it definitely was a secret. It was the big secret. But there's bigger secrets.
Really? Oh, come
the
on.
The secrets behind the secret, come which on. Is the subtitle
well,
of the book.
We don't have enough time to take the whole book on, but
no, we don't.
But come on, give us a little more juice here, big guy. Come on.
I mean, for one, we live in the most astounding times in the history of the planet. And I'm not talking 2018 years. I'm talking about the entire history of the planet. I mean, this is the first time that we're ever having an entire planet, an entire human race evolve and ascend at the same time.
Wow.
And a lot of people don't even know we're in the ascension process. A lot of people don't even know what ascension is.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what we're in. We're in this project. And every single religions that never agreed upon nothing, they went to war and killed each other over indifferences. They're actually all agreeing on something right now.
Mm.
And that's that some sort of cosmic, godly phenomenon or event. It's here, and it's all intersecting at the same point, time, and space.
Wow.
Right here, right now, in this lifetime. I'm getting goosebumps going up my spine right now because it's actually happening.
I thought that was the air conditioning, man.
You know?
No? Okay. No. I'm getting the goosebumps too. Here. I play way too much. Go ahead.
Yeah.
That's absolutely marvelous. I love that. You know, they speak about the concept of in the beginning when mankind first either came here or was evolved here to consciousness. It's still up for grabs on me. that we were all in one space and then we decided to go out into the world from different perspectives
mm-hmm.
to explore this beautiful land, this beautiful beingness that is this planet from different perspectives. We called those different groups and different religions. And we went out to be able to gather up all of these experiences from different perspectives, different religions, and then come back and bring them home. And I'm having a weird feeling. What you're saying is this, This is the comeback home moment.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Home stretch.
Home stretch, Bob.
Bring it home, baby.
Bring it home, baby. That is great. Hey, you know, so like, why did you write the book? And who's it for? And how can people get a copy?
Yeah.
Now, once again, say the name of the book.
The World Is Yours, The Secrets Behind the Secret.
All right.
Is the name of the book. Mm-hmm. And that, it's such an interesting question because people would always ask me why you wrote the book.
Yeah.
And I never.
I'm going to do it too.
I, you know, it's interesting. I just figured this out like 2 weeks ago.
All right. I'm glad we did not have this 3 weeks ago.
No, seriously, because yeah. Okay. I never could answer that question properly. Then I just read this book by Simon Sinek. It says, Start With Why.
Uh-huh.
And my why of why I did what I did, which was write the book, was because I had a powerful message that needed to be heard, and I felt like I could deliver it in a way that was super digestible for the masses,
mm-hmm.
the people that maybe didn't know what a chakra is.
Right.
You know, never mind mm-hmm. Ascension and what's really going on, but, you know, had no ideas that crystals have metaphysical power. Just anything, nothing about nothing. I could give them this book, and if they could only have one book,
yeah.
For the rest of their life, this book would get them through the entire ascension process.
Wow.
From wherever they were. That was the purpose of it. But why I wrote the book, I never wanted to become an author. I never wanted to write a book. But my why of what I was doing, the book was just ended up being how.
Yeah.
I delivered the message. And apparently books is a good way to deliver your message.
There you go. I have read a number of reviews on your book, and that has been a consistent a sort of common denominator in the reviewing process, that you are able to take these complex, very, very intense subject matters and put them into a form that individuals can understand them, and not just understand them, utilize them in their lives.
Yes.
Yeah. That is really, really beautiful. You know, I've seen so many people, and since you are this combination of Deepak Chopra and Tony Robbins all in one. Okay. I'm going to throw this question at you. You ready?
Sure.
He's ready for the question.
Shoot.
And I want a long answer. No.
I'll keep it short.
Make it meaty. Meaty answer. And I'm sorry for all the vegans in the group here. We have vegans here. All right. You know, over the years, I've seen so many talented healers, artists, writers, and speakers fail to monetize their talents and turn them into financial abundance in the form of a career. You know, you're a confident, driven, successful entrepreneur in the field of human potential and consciousness. You know, what would be your advice to help them turn the corner on that one?
Yeah. You do see it so much, and I feel bad for a lot of people who get these like Reiki certifications.
Yeah.
You know, and then they'll go through all, you know, all these courses and classes, and they'll get Reiki 1, Reiki 2, Reiki 3, and they're like, yes, I'm a Reiki master. Or, you know, I'm a certified hypnotherapist, and then now they have no clients.
Right.
You know, or mm-hmm. they're like, they want to be a speaker and they have nowhere to speak. So I think with your conscious career,
yeah.
It's just a matter of kind of where you're at. So if you're an author or you want to be a speaker, then if you're in the very beginning stages, you just have to do as much free stuff as possible. Mm-hmm. And I know that's so, you know, sounds so contradictive, but yeah. You know, a CEO of a company spends 80% of his time building relationships.
Mm.
And the rest is really marketing. You got 15%, you know, is in marketing, and 5% is just the admin stuff that no one wants to do.
Right.
However, you got these people on the 5% spending all their time doing that stuff.
Yeah.
When it's really all about building the relationships, and that's why you do the free stuff, is you do the free stuff to get in the door and to eventually get the bigger gigs. So I mean, that's, and if you're further along,
yeah.
on, you know, your journey, my advice that worked for me is, you know, create a program.
Mm-hmm.
A program is where I seen the most of my success. I ended up creating, I was doing one-on-ones, and, you know, and after you have the, you know, your client, mm-hmm. you know, you have to keep them, get them in some sort of program. But I created a program, and I sold my first $10,000 package.
Wow, that's great.
And then I created another program. I said, let me create a $25,000 package. And I created and I sold it. And if you, and it's like, you know, whatever the movie that is, but if you build it, they will come.
Yes.
And it's all with, self-value. You know, and it's like, if you value yourself at a higher value, people will pay that. So create some program that you can go out there and teach it over the weekend, and people will come. You just have to create it.
Right.
You know, create the program and get the word out there, and people will come. And you know, if you're going to go fishing, you might as well catch the big fish. That's the big thing that has really completely changed my career, because you never see, you know, pictures on the wall in an executive's den of him holding, you know, 15 trout. You know, it's usually like a, you know, this a 400 pound marlin.
There you go.
You know, so it's like, you know, go for the gusto, and you'll be surprised, you know, what people, you know, will come out of the woodworks and say, hey, I believe in you. You know, I'll join your program. I'll take your course.
You know, in reading some of your information on your bio, one of the things was, you're in elementary school. You're the only person in elementary school who had their own cell phone. Even the teachers didn't have a cell phone at that time. This guy had such amazing skill as it related to just getting out there and just being okay with the word no. Okay. I think most of it's being okay with the word no, that you would walk around with a wad of money. That's the only reason you got in trouble in high school. You'd had a wad of money in your pocket because you always were out there selling. Always be closing. You were Mr. Yeah, ABC.
ABC, yeah.
Oh, boy.
The wad of money was actually in elementary school.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I mean, it's always been a thing of mine. I think I was selling jewelry back then, so.
Oh, geez, Zooks.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Hey, folks, stay with us after the short break. We'll be back again with more of our conversation with best-selling author and celebrity spiritual advisor, Curtis Lee Thomas.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News. I'm James Stanley with this news update. Well, we could be treated to another Elon Musk-sponsored light show Wednesday.
That's when Hawthorne-based SpaceX will launch a rescheduled mission from Vandenberg Air Force Base. The launch of a Falcon 9 rocket had been scheduled for 6:16 Sunday morning, but the company postponed the launch. Three satellites will be going up, two of them as part of a SpaceX program known as Starlink, which envisions an array of nearly 12,000 satellites circling Earth within about 6 years, creating a worldwide internet system. Steve Cummings, 790 KABC News.
A pedestrian was struck and killed by a hit-and-run motorist in Jefferson Park today. Somehow that pedestrian fell onto the roadway and was struck just before 6 a.m. on Crenshaw. Anyone with information is asked to contact police. 790 KABC SoCal weather. Patchy dense fog overnight, low 51. Fog burns off by midday with sunshine in the afternoon Sunday. Right now it's 60 in downtown L.A. I'm James Stanley, 790 KABC News.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, this may be the last time you ever have to think about hair loss. Because I'm telling you, Bosley is the real deal. They're giving men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started on the hair gain train is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text FUN to 85850. Check them out now. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Dude, this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert, ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part, Bosley's solution is permanent. You're going to love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting FUN to 85850. Don't forget, that's FUN. To 85850.
Norm's Bigger Better 4-Course New York Steak Dinner for just $12.99. A half-pound New York steak, 6 fried shrimp, potato, vegetables, soup, salad, and dessert. All day, every day for $12.99. Norm's Restaurants.
Debbie's in Burbank. Hey, Debbie.
I could think of a million things to ask you.
We all have a million questions about our home, and Lou Manfredini will make your house look good.
You're going to look great. It's going to look great. And you're going to look great.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. That's the most important thing.
Right.
Lou's taking your calls live on House Smarts Radio.
It's always better to look good than to feel good. Remember that. Most important.
Every Saturday morning from 8 to 9.
Thank you, Debbie.
Los Angeles. Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Are you wondering how to improve your relationships and your life? Are you curious if we've all been through what you're experiencing? Well, take a seat on the couch with Dr. Leanna and me, Eric Scott Smith, Fridays at midnight, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
In 3, 2, 1.
Coming up on the next drive home with Jillian Barbary and John Phillips, we'll fill you in on all the latest details about the Florida school shooting.
And, of course, we'll fill you in on the latest details where the U.S. is in standing with the Olympics and how many medals we've got, plus Black Panther. Did it or didn't it over the weekend? You know it did.
Well, how many medals did Black Panther get? Live and local, right after Dr. Drew and Lauren Savant, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Whoa. I love that. I love that sound. I wish I could play piano. Does anybody out there know how to play piano? Teach me how to play piano, darn it. We are back, and you are listening to the Adam Harman Show on Talk Radio, 790 AM, KABC. A little Satchmo for you folks. You know, we're here again with the best-selling author, Curtis Lee Thomas. Curtis, good to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, this guy's so cool. He looks like he should be, like doing the Satchmo thing right now, too, you know? He's just got that cool... Hey, I'm going to hit you with a zinger here. Are you ready for a zinger?
Oh, shoot. I'm
so ready. It's zinger number one.
All right.
Behind door number one is... No. I understand you've had an extraordinary experience witnessing a UFO actually more than once. Can you share some of those experiences with us?
Yeah. So as soon as I started to spiritually awaken, mm-hmm. I started to have these experiences. I just started seeing things in the sky. And every single time I seen something in the sky, I had a witness, which is really helped. So I'm like, okay, am I seeing that? Is this crazy? But it was enough to still question, to be like, okay, you know, it could have been this.
No, I'm sorry.
It could have been this. It could have been that.
But you had a witness for that. That's pretty amazing.
It is, but you know, it wasn't enough for me to be like, okay, I seen something. So, I started hearing about the CE5 contact events where groups of people would go into the desert or, you know, high vibration areas and had a protocol that would call in ships.
Wow.
And it's called CE5 protocol. So, I went to a couple of them and I didn't see any.
Okay.
And, reason being, if you have 300 people, this is what I later found out.
Right.
300 people, and out of those 300 people, there's all scattered energies. Mm-hmm. So if a good portion or even a very small portion, like just two or three, are in fear, the ETs won't show up.
Okay.
So I did a small event in Joshua Tree with just 12 people where they did it right. They interviewed each person and, you had to get approved, and it was a 3-day event. In every single one of those days, I had a UFO experience.
Wow.
I mean, undeniable. I mean, like 100 yards from you, twice the size of the moon, glowing, disappearing, you know, flying over 400 yards to the left, reappearing, shooting over 800 yards to the right, reappearing. You're watching this happen before your eyes.
Wow.
And, you know, it might sound trivial. I mean, maybe it doesn't, obviously. But
I'd be standing there yelling, seeing
lights, you know, all you're doing is really seeing lights, but it completely shatters any glass ceilings that you had in your consciousness.
Right.
Because from one moment to the next after seeing that, I was a changed person. I knew in that very moment that anything is possible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything is possible.
That's amazing. That's amazing. It's really interesting. There's this concept of the vibration or frequency of a miracle.
Mm.
You know, the vibration or frequency of a miracle is one in which individuals see things that are beyond their ken, beyond their belief of the three-dimensional world. The sheer vibration of it opens them up to the vastness of the universe and the multiverse itself. Seeing these type events, seeing tears run down a Madonna's eyes in a statue form or bleed blood or seeing an angel from up high. This is that frequency of a miracle. So it sounds like you were indoctrinated within that frequency. What did they look like?
Well, it was lights for the first 2 days.
Uh-huh.
And the third day, believe it or not,
come
I
on.
Actually had a physical encounter, one that was on the ground.
Whoa.
And this is the first wow. time this has ever happened. And it was so interesting because at this stage in my life, I had just come back from an ayahuasca 12-day retreat.
Did right.
seven ceremonies in 12 days. And mm-hmm. I was vibrating so high. I was on this path like nothing could take me off my path. I stopped listening to rap music. I stopped swearing. I stopped having sex. I mean, anything that I thought was bad,
uh-huh.
you know, or was taking me off the path, I stopped doing. So I was like a saint for like 3 months straight.
You were clean.
So clean. for 3 months. And, at the end of this 3 months is when I went to the CE5, you know, ambassador,
uh-huh.
And inside of a vortex, and everyone knew that this vortex was super strong.
Right.
It was nighttime and we were having a contact event. And, I step into this vortex and I look about, I'd probably say 30 to 40 feet.
Right.
And, I felt the energy in my chest. And then I look over and then this ET manifests. And it only manifests partial of its body, its head, and its eyes.
Wow.
And I don't know, maybe it didn't fully manifest because I would have been scared, you know, crap.
Yeah.
I was about to swear, but I was like, I don't know. And
you're scared beyond fecal matter.
It was showing me that it was there and there was an interaction happening and I could feel, it shooting some sort of ray into my chest. I could feel it. It actually almost hurt. It was like a pressure
right.
over this pendant I had, a Moldavite pendant over my
wow.
over my
wow.
heart. And it was pressure to the point where I was like, okay, I know what's happening. I know what's
right.
going on.
Right.
And it started to feel uncomfortable. So I got out of the vortex
uh-huh.
and it subsided. It went away.
Mm-hmm.
Now I get back home and for some reason I start wearing all these red sneakers I pulled out of the closet for years, red t-shirts. I started eating pizza. I started swearing again. I was
oh my
like,
goodness.
I was like, oh my God, like the devil's got a hold of me. I'm like, I called the shaman, like my shaman yeah. when things go haywire. And I said, listen, I need a session. We need to talk.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, calm down. What's going on?
Right.
And I tell her, I'm like, I don't know what happened to me, blah, blah, blah. And she immediately goes, they're telling me, because she's connected and talks to, you know, her guides,
uh-huh.
that you had an encounter.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, what? I'm like, yes, I did have an encounter. And I was like, what did they do to me? Fix me now.
And, do you have a Band-Aid for this, please?
Yes. Yeah. And then she was saying, no, it's a good thing. She was saying it was your ancestors.
Oh, my goodness.
And you wow. gave them permission to do this in your soul contract, that if you ever tried to become too spiritual,
right?
That they would come back and they would ground you.
So bring me back, bring me back red to earth. Color.
Yeah, and she said, Curtis, you need to understand that you is actually detaching from your demographic.
Oh my.
From your mission.
Right.
And that they want you to know this, that they don't want you to bring earth to heaven.
Uh-huh.
They want you to bring heaven to earth.
Oh my goodness.
And I was like, oh, wow, like wow, that. And that was so big for me because at that moment I learned balance.
My goodness.
You know, life is all about balance, and we're here to be foolish humans.
Well, you know? I am so glad of that one. I do that so well.
Yeah.
You know, I think this is a perfect time to ask that question that I ask all of my spiritual leaders that I bring on the show. I ask this of Eric Pearl and many others. Here it goes. Ready?
Shoot.
Here we go. What three things can our listeners start doing today, right now, to raise the vibration of the planet?
So, I mean, I feel right now that, and I don't mean to sound cliche, actually I'm going to be the opposite.
Okay.
Is meditation and yoga right now, I mean, they're mandatory. These energies that are coming in, you need to be doing these. And I know if you're on this journey, you listen to this radio, I mean, I know you've been tampering with meditation and yoga, and it's like, you have to make this a practice.
Right.
You have to be able to take these energies that are coming in, to be able to ground these energies that are coming in, and that is just, this is mandatory right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, meditation is different for everybody. You can go on the treadmill and start running, and that is a form of meditation. You can have some sort of ritual in the shower, and that is a form of meditation. So don't think you got to sit there for 45 minutes, you know, and just, you know, erase every thought in your brain. That's not, you know, meditation. There's all different forms.
Right.
But the one thing, let's call those two things.
I'm going to give you 2 points
on
that.
Yeah. So the,
you got the third one place to fill out here.
The one I think is the most beneficial right now for the stage that we're in is being brutally honest with yourself.
Hmm.
And stop just lying to yourself.
Yeah.
And calling yourself out, you know, and being more of the observer of your actions, of your thoughts. And that is how you kind of separate from this thing they call the ego.
Yeah.
Because that's the whole point, is that when you identify with the ego or the pain body or these reaction emotions, mm-hmm. That's when you become it.
Yeah.
And that's the ride that it takes you on. But if you start to become the observer and call out your own crap, you start to distance yourself from that false aspect of yourself.
Yeah.
And being true to yourself and being honest with yourself, I mean, that is the best way to dissolve these lower functioning aspects that no longer serve your highest and greatest good and call in the higher functioning aspects, which is on taking you to the path to ascension.
That is wonderful. That one gave me a chill up my spine.
Yeah, the truth bumps.
I got truth bumps, folks.
Truth bumps.
You know, it's so interesting. I once heard a motivational speaker, and I listen to motivational speeches every morning. I try to get up with those. Mm-hmm. And I heard something about human beings not being human beings, to be human becomings. Mm. We are a work in progress, and a work in progress is not finished, so therefore it is not perfect. It is in progress. We are part of this process, our process of growth, our process of integration, and our process of ascension. You know, Curtis, I'd like to thank you so much for being our guest today on The Adam Harmon Show. Ladies and gentlemen, Curtis Lee Thomas.
Thank you so much.
All right, folks, we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, we're going to have a magical and mystical guest here on The Adam Harmon Show.
Attention shoppers, clean up on aisle 14. Clean up on aisle 14. Someone dropped a jar of pickles. Pickles. Kosher pickles.
Beatboxing at a big box store. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
A red minivan has the lights on in the parking lot.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Geico.
Results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services. If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. With one call to WAL, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Call 800-727-0433. That's 800-727-0433.
DirecTV Now presents Don't Be Frustrated with Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, oh. Hey, man.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Oh, what are you doing?
I'm just banging my head against the wall over and over again.
Oh. Why?
Because I've got cable, and it's so frustrating.
Oh.
I have to wait hours for the cable guy. Now I have this big, ugly cable box.
You know you should just get DirecTV Now.
Okay.
It's live TV you can stream on any screen.
Oh.
No cable guy, no cable box.
Really? That's amazing. Now I won't have to bang my head against the wall anymore.
Nope. Oh. Now you can watch on your phone, tablet, or TV while you bang your head against something softer, like this pillow.
Mm.
Ah. The squeaky toy.
Oh. Oh.
This loaf of bread. This bicycle horn.
Fun.
This whoopee cushion. This potato. Who doesn't love mashed potatoes?
Try DirecTV Now for $10 a month for 3 months. No satellite needed.
Use code YESNOW3 at DirecTVNOW.com. Limited time. Compatible device required and sold separately. Price after instant discount on $35 a month package. Renews monthly at full price unless canceled. Prices may change. New subscribers only. Cancel any time. Restrictions apply. Details at DirecTVNOW.com.
Over the years, Dr. Bob Rutkowski has stayed on the cutting edge of science, constantly looking for the next breakthrough discovery in the field of nutrition. So here it is. Imagine coffee that's actually good for you. Coffee that tastes great, that's non-acidic, rich in antioxidants, and fortified with a phytobotanical that's been proven to nutritionally support your immune system. Tens of thousands of Dr. Rutkowski's patients and followers are enjoying guilt-free, super healthy, and delicious coffee every day. If you love coffee, you owe it to yourself to go to www.bettercoffeeshop.com. And when you get there, Click on the Join Now button to find out how you can get this amazing coffee at wholesale prices. That's www.bettercoffeeshop.com. Now that's good coffee. Check it out today.
Talk Radio 790
KABC.
Ooh, I love that jazzy music. It's the right time of night. We are back, and you are listening to The Adam Harman Show on 790 KABC. Ooh, something's going on here. Something's going on here. Oh, my goodness. Is it that time again?
It is that time again.
Well, then it's time for...
The fabulous Dovey LeRoy.
Cosmic astrologer.
I am feeling literally so cosmic, it's just silly.
Oh, good.
And you know something? I think the cosmos has so much to tell us.
They do. They do.
Well, we're here to listen to you. Lean upon us and give us all sorts of great wisdom.
Giving you all the secrets today.
Well,
considering what we talked about.
considering what we talked about. Oh no, the secrets. Oh no.
Yes.
Here we go. So what's happening there?
So we do have Mercury entering Pisces, and this means that there may be a little bit of moodiness in conversations. And whether that is moodiness with you and the way that you converse or with the people you are conversing with. And the reason for that is because it may be hard to explain your thoughts. And because it's going to be such open-mindedness, you may just not say anything due to how complicated your thoughts may be.
That sounds very complicated.
And just a little bit.
There we go. So we should mind our words, eh?
Yeah. And definitely understand that it is possible to ease into lovely conversations and that they can be flowing and open.
Good.
So also, there's going to be a lot of daydreaming going on around.
Daydreaming?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Energy. Because of the open-minded energy from the Piscean transit, it's going to be like a fairy tale fantasy kind of a vibe that's going on in your mind because it's going to be so out there.
Is it fairy tale fantasy good or fairy tale fantasy bad?
Well, it can fog you or it can be amazing for creating.
Ah, okay, mm-hmm. Good.
Yes. But some advice during this time is definitely try to think before you speak. Because if you don't necessarily do that, you may feel a little flustered, and then you may just shut down and just not say anything.
Okay.
Yes, because your thoughts can be harder to express.
Mm.
Yes. So we also have the sun entering Pisces. A lot of Piscean energy is happening around, all the fishy energy.
So what does that emotions. Mean? Do we go out and buy flounder and enjoy ourselves? What's going on?
Well, if you'd like, but this is when... Feelings are going to be high because feelings are what define a Pisces. And depending on your chart is how you are going to be able to attach to these feelings because there are some signs out there that it's harder to tap into their emotions and this can become a little bit uncomfortable.
Mm.
And this will be a time when you're following your instincts and your feelings
okay.
instead of reasoning and planning. So say you're in a relationship,
okay.
for example, just throwing this out there.
I am in a relationship right
yes.
now.
Yes. And say the person you're with is not necessarily putting their foot in and they're not paying the bills or they're not making you feel special or anything. And in your head, you're thinking, you know what, if I just do this, this, or this, or if they just move past this, it'll all be okay. But in your heart, you know, they'll never change.
Ah.
So you'll actually be able to tap into your heart rather than your head.
Uh-huh.
And be able to flow with that.
Mm.
Yes. And something to know is that Piscean energy is very empathic. So if you're going out and you're around people, you may feel how they're feeling.
Ooh.
So say you're at a party and it's all like, woo, crazy fun. You might be really hype and into that energy.
Mm-hmm.
Or say you're in, say, a funeral.
Ooh.
You may feel that extreme sadness in your heart. That is really, really there.
I'll only go to New Orleans funerals then. There we go. We're going to party it up, folks.
Yeah. And definitely watch out for high sensitivity because you are going to be feeling extremely emotional during this time. And sometimes people can be, they can not be in control of their emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll just start becoming... Your emotions get kicked into high gear and then you are like all over the place with your emotions. And you're like, what am I doing? And it's like sappiness.
just a mess.
Yes. And another thing to watch out for is escapism because you're going to be daydreaming. You're going to be fantasizing about things. You may drift off and escape when things become overwhelming because there is going to be so much emotion.
Ah.
Yeah. And then we also have Venus conjuncting Neptune in Pisces.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So this is a transit of two different expressions. Now, Neptune rules Pisces, and that's about compassion.
Mm-hmm.
And then Venus rules Libra, but that is about love. So it's those two different balances that can kind of work together or go against each other. And this has to do with rose-colored glasses. So you are, your dreams or fantasies may gloss over your realities.
Mm-hmm.
And you may not actually be, you know, seeing what's really happening. And once those glasses come off, though, is when the harsh, painful truth becomes very clear.
The light of reality.
Reality. Uh-huh. Hit you in the face. Yeah, and we choose how we are affected by this transit.
Okay.
So something to do during this time is be completely open and honest. Do not hide anything from yourself and do not hide anything from others. And gauge your relationship choices carefully. And that means that if you are contacting something and you realize that you're being extremely emotional,
yep,
or that it's hurting your heart,
yeah,
understand that you can detach yourself from your emotions if you're conscious.
Right.
Yes, but don't become completely detached. That might get a little scary.
This is really great advice. How does someone get more of this advice from you and maybe have their chart done by you?
Yeah, so you would contact me through DoviLeroyAstrology.com.
How do you spell that? Come on.
DoviLeroy. Astrology. I hope you know how to spell that.
I hope so.
.com.
That's great. Dovie Leroy, it's always great to have you on The Adam Harman Show.
Aw, thanks.
Aw. Well, hey, now, we're at that point in our show. It's called the Be the Change moment. Once a wise man said, listen, if you want change in the world, it's probably smart that you be the change that you want to see in the world. Today, we talked about manifesting with our guest, Curtis Lee Thomas. Make sure you get his book. Great book. Some of the bigger manifestations, though, may require working with others who don't have the same perspective on life that you do. Here's a short story about differing perspectives from my book, Seeing the Angel in the Mirror, available on Amazon.com. This section was known as pointing the finger. They say it's not polite to point. Do you know where that came from? Well, think about it. When someone points at you, you can actually feel it as well as see it. Is there something more here that meets the eye? Before the birth of Christ, there was a small yet prosperous village at the foothills of the Himalayas. The people of the village were so connected with nature and each other that they grew to understand one simple fact. To respect others is to respect yourself, because there is no difference. This belief included animals, plants, and all other elements of nature. Their connectedness gave them the opportunity to enjoy great health and abundance. When one of their people would get injured, they were brought to a bed of reeds that was conspicuously placed on the center of the village square. All of the villagers would drop what they were doing and assemble in a large circle around that one injured friend. When every last member of the community, and they didn't leave anybody out, when every last member was present in the square, they would all lift their hands and point one finger to the one on the bed of reeds, and the other one, the left hand, would be in the air with their palms facing the sky. They pointed and smiled warmly at their friend. The wounded villager's body began to move as it were being lovingly tickled by dozens of fingers, and their wounds would spontaneously heal. The villagers would go back to their chores with smiles, laughters, and chatter. The healed villager would fall into a gentle sleep and wake cheerfully a few hours later. One day, a stonecutter came from the village, and this stonecutter found a stranger in the village quarry. The stranger was unconscious, and he was all of a sudden compelled to take and gently lift that stranger who was wounded onto a stone cart, and he headed back to the village with him. He laid the stranger onto that bed of reeds in the square, and all of a sudden he called all the villagers. They came quickly. The fact that he was an outsider to the village didn't slow their response in the least. They began to point and smile at the wounded outsider. His body began to rise from the reeds and undulate. His eyes opened and were soon filled with fear. He looked around at the villagers. The closest one was 10 feet away, but he could feel only all of their fingers moving around deep inside his body. His wound spontaneously healed. He jumped to his feet and he yelled, "Stop!" He ran out to the tall, thin, elderly villager who was standing closest to him and asked, "What are you people doing to me?" He yelled this to the man. "Healing your wounds," the man replied calmly. The outsider turned to the crowd and shouted the following, where I come from. I am a great ruler, and I do not tolerate this type of evil in my kingdom or anywhere else my feet settle to the soil. I will return with an army to rid this land of your sinful treachery. The army came and destroyed those who knew only love. In the ruler's kingdom, pointing was outlawed. 3,000 years later, it's just considered bad manners. Throughout history, fear and ignorance have separated us from each other, our nature, and our true potential. We are turning the corner now. The future is bright. The adventure begins. Just remember who you are. That's from my book, Seeing the Angel in the Mirror, and you can get it on Amazon.com. I think it's $11.11. But I think it's important to point out that we need to get past all of our converging and conflicting interpretations of the world to understand that we're all from one place. We're all from source. I think it's also important to be able to understand that we have an opportunity every single day in the way we interact with others. Do we interact from love, or do we interact with fear? Well, we're getting at that point right now where it's time to wrap things up at the Adam Harmon Show. You know, tune in next Saturday night. We're going to have a great show featuring Dr. Linda Ellison under Courageous Women in Medicine. Her story is really marvelous, and you're going to be blown away by it. So until next time, all of us here at the Adam Harmon Show would like to thank you for listening, and we hope you have a week filled with loving and abundance.
This show furnished by Adam Banning.